All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sorry about the show on Thursday, Tuesday. Gavin melted his laptop, so we've got him a new computer to get us through this. So that's good. So we'll move on. So I apologize. We'll get Alex Degg in on Monday, but we will get set to get going today. Good morning, Yorkie.
Yeah. Happy Masters weekend, everybody. This is the one time of year when it's actually safe to talk a little bit of golf, and everyone wants to talk about hockey in Ottawa, but my favorite weekend of the year, Wally, besides the Stanley Cup finals, love the Masters. Got my annual pool going right now. So it's, I usually try and watch a little bit every single day, but it is awesome. I think we can all agree on that. I actually went to Augusta for my buddy's 50th a long time ago. It was I'll tell a quick story quick before we get going here. So we go down to Masters weekend and throw my buddy Joe under the bus here, Wally, and Joe's turning 50, and I'm just over 40 at the time, and we're at the airport. And this nice gentleman comes over and he's like, "Oh, I see you two are at the Masters." And he goes to Joe, "So nice of you to take your son to the weekend for the Masters."
Nice. The Masters is the best. I don't know if there's another one that does it. I'm going to guess maybe the Phoenix Open. But the Masters is you can hire people as seat holders.
Yep.
And they sit in your seat.
You don't even have to. Wally, you don't even have to do that. The Masters is the most cordial, polite. It's like Pleasantville. You walk around in there, and it's like you're in a bizarro universe where everyone's nice and everyone's cordial. You go in there, and I was joking around. The rule of thumb is you bring a little card, if you don't have a business card, and you buy one of those little green Masters chairs. You sit it down. You put your card in. If you want to go for a walk around Augusta, fill your boots, smell the fresh air, breathe in, look at everybody. You go back. Your chair is sitting there untouched, and you go
sit there. I disagree with that.
But just the way it works, it doesn't matter if you agree with it.
If I want to sit there and there's just a bunch of thousands of empty chairs, well, that's horseshit.
Well, you know what? I actually think you could sit it, but as soon as the person comes back, you just get out. But that's just the way it works. And like, there's no running. So, like, if you want to run from hole to hole. There's all these like masters police around there, and they have these suits on. So Wally, if you're caught running, you get a little tap on the shoulder. Excuse me, sir. There's no running inside Augusta. Okay. Yep. Gotcha. It was even to the point where you go to the bathroom. There's a guy there, opens the door for you. He's like, good afternoon, sir. Enjoy your pee. There you go. And in you go into the bathroom. And it's crazy. You're not allowed to bring your phone in. So you got to leave your phone when you go in. Everyone's happy. Everyone's watching it. It's just incredible. And the other thing too, people that have been there know this. There's no products in there that have names on them. So you want to get a bag of chips. You want to get Coke or something. It says Master's Cola. Master's sandwich, and they got that Master's cheese sandwich you have there that everybody talks about. But it's really something if you're a golf fan. And we had a great time. It was so good. And then the best was we went to Hooters after. John Daly was in the parking lot with the RV set up shop in the parking lot selling John Daly merchandise right out of the parking lot. The Hooters. Oh, it's so funny.
Hey, good everybody's going to make a buck.
You got it, right?
Speaking of making a buck, let's get through our sponsor, shall we? This show proudly presented by Betway. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. We'll be back later with Lock of the Day. And because Yorkie loves to talk about the golf, we will pick a Masters winner. And by BEI, Bonisher Excavating Inc., heavy civil general contractors. Look at them up for all your supply needs, equipment rentals, agri topsoil sales, custom crushing and screening, hot picks, maving, concrete formwork. They do it all, basically. 613-432-1120, BonisherExcavating.com. BEI, helping to shape the Ottawa Valley.
Yeah, hey, thanks to the guys from, special shout out to the guys at BEI too, Wally. They actually, because I'm building a house, they hooked me up with a great guy. You'll love this. Dan Neal got his own excavation and demo company. Dan's going to take down my house for me. So we're going to get a nice video of that when Neal or Senior.
Everybody,
and
that's
I,
what they're waiting for.
Yep. Neal or Senior and I are going to, and he, by the way, he's the toughest of the Neals. Like the reason Chris is so tough is from all the scraps when those guys were young. But anyhow, wouldn't be a show without mentioning good old Douglas Mattress for unrivaled comfort, feel. And you get that excellent motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, loved by more than 200,000 Canadians and over 10,000 five-star reviews. You can order it easily online, comes in 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress comes with that sleep comfort bundle with pillow, sheets, and a mattress protector. Don't wait. Order yours today at douglas.ca/CIH.
And of course, York, I don't know if you've been enjoying the AG1 lately.
Fantastic, Wally. Fantastic.
Without it being a, a sales pitch, I have much more energy, or a lot more energy. Yeah. However, that it doesn't help my English. It does help me stay awake. Anyway, I've enjoyed it. So since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to evaluate your baseline health. Gone are the numerous daily vitamin pills, and welcome one scoop of AG1. Just get up in the morning, little 450 mils of water, and pour in a scoop of AG1. It's tested, and it is NSF certified for sport. If there's one product I would recommend for better health, I tell you right now, AG1. So go to drinkag1.com/CIH. Check it out, and you can get five free travel packs with your first purchase of AG1 plus a 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2. Anyway, so that's it. So thank you to AG1 as well. Sens in Tampa tonight, but I don't know what the lineup's going to look like, Yorkie. So you tell me. So Claude Giroux said he was told he could take the day off, but he wanted to skate anyway. So he didn't do any line rushes. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Tim Stützle in a non-contact jersey was in between Ridley Gregg and Matthew Joseph. I think we see the return of Tim Stützle tonight after 3 games, and we don't see Claude Giroux.
Non-contact jersey, right?
Yes.
That's the only thing.
But he's taking full line rushes.
Doesn't matter. If you got the non-contact jersey on, it usually means you're not quite ready to play it. Because it's one thing, you can take line rushes and cruise up and down the ice. Do we know what he's dealing with, or is it just, have we been told the old upper body, lower body thing?
Well, it's the time he got crushed into the boards, we believe, right, in Florida, or in Ottawa against Florida.
Yeah.
So it would make sense. I just, and I know that the non-contact always screams he's not playing, but
yeah.
So I guess you just take Stützle out, put Greg in the middle, and then you move Joseph over and put
Clark. Yeah, maybe just a strained shoulder or something like that, or a stinger or whatever, but.
I find it odd. Claude just wasn't, he was there.
You know, if anybody deserves a day off,
yes,
it's probably Claude Giroux.
Without question.
You know, we talked about it on the other day, I believe when we had Mendez on, he just talked about Claude being nominated for the Masterton, and instead of, you know, he's happy, but he's still not happy with how things have gone this year.
Ornery.
So, yeah, he's ornery, and it's great. Like, that's what you want. Like, guys, I told you this before. I know so many guys at this point in their career where you've made so much money, you've had a great career, you've got all these accolades. A lot of times the fire kind of, you know, it starts to go down a little bit. You got other things going on. You got kids, you got sports happening, and believe it or not, other things in life start to become a little more important. It just doesn't seem that way with Claude. Not that he's not a huge family guy, because obviously he is, but I marvel at how this guy conducts his business and the level he's playing at. It's just, yep. I know we talk about it all the time, but it's because I know what it takes to get ready every day and to compete and to get your body ready. And, you know, he's not a huge guy. So it's just, it's been impressive. And I'll say this again, they got it right, I believe, in getting Claude as the Masterton nominee.
So if, just so you know, if he plays tonight or his next game, we'll actually tie him with Chris Phillips, 1,179 career games. Of course, Philly owns the all-time Sens record.
Yeah.
One more point. He moves past Ray Whitney, which he's currently tied with 73rd on the all-time list. And he will tie one Keith Tkachuk.
Saw that.
72nd. Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
Like, can you imagine being... There have been 7,600 and some players playing the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
You could be 72nd in scoring.
Just to be in the top 100 is unreal. Oh, it's unreal. And I'm going back to Claude when he started. I believe he was a second rounder to Philadelphia, right?
First.
He wasn't. Was he late first?
Yeah.
He was late first.
Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he was a second, but. No, he's a great story. You know, came into the league when, you know, he came into that league when the league was still, they were always bigger, stronger, and all that. But he's seen the league since he's been in it transition to what it is now, which is faster, more skill. You got way more power plays. It's like they say, it's a young man's game, and it's all about speed. And you watch Claude play, like, not the fastest guy, but he's the smartest guy. That's why he's able to still play. Brains, in my opinion, is still one of the biggest things you need to play in this league. Everybody, Wally, this is the thing, and I know you have your son in hockey. Everybody always talks about how you got to be so strong, so fast, and everybody thinks speed in hockey is about how you get to point A to point B. I'll tell you what, the most important, still to me, one of the most important skills you need in the game is how quickly your brain processes situations and you're able to make your decision. And that's what separates Claude from everybody else. His brain works at a level that's superior than most of the guys on the ice.
So yeah, like, anyway, we've talked a lot about Claude.
He deserves it though.
I think people just forget sometimes he's in the top. Well, will be,
it's just
before he's finished in the top 70 NHL scoring all time.
Just Wally, like, to, I'll just break it down for people. Your body is not made to play this much hockey. It's not. And it's just, that's why it's so hard for guys to get to 1,000 games. And it's easier if you look at guys the way they're built. Like I'll take Jagr, for example. Jagr's body was built to play hockey. I always talk about guys that are built like centaurs, where they got that huge ass, huge legs, and it just, you can handle the wear and tear a lot better than other guys. And you know, Jaeger is obviously a freak of nature, Wally. Yeah. But he was in my,
But you know, remember
sorry, go ahead.
You brought up, I'm trying to get onto the show. I apologize, everybody. Is 1,000 games and how hard it is to play. Yeah. But a lot more people or players are getting there now because they're playing in the NHL at 18. When Claude Giroux and other guys started playing, you had to play 3 years, 4 years in the minors. But it's a lot harder for those guys in those days to get to 1,000 games.
I'll tell you what, too, and I find this subject interesting because it's something that I can relate to. I played 1,000 pro games, by the way. I didn't play 1,000 NHL games. I think I was coming up to 800, but played in the minors, which I call, I was in there for like 3.5, 4 years. Those are like dog years. Those count as, those count as six. But I think guys are being able to play more now. It's because coaches are allowing players to have way more rest. They're doing, like, they've got sleep coaches. They're doing, like, before, I know, when you first started covering the league, Wally, like, practices were way longer, way harder. It was just, if you're losing, the key to turning around was always work harder, work harder, work harder. And even look at the guys that came into the league, 70s and 80s, that were playing 80 games and flying commercial. Like, talk about grindy. Like, that's, today they just, you know, it's science. That's why guys are playing longer. It's, they understand the body way better.
Absolutely. So we'll see. Anyway, someone just reading in the chat, Danny just said, you know, he loves Giroux, but he thinks he's been noticeably slowing down a bit. And I just responded, it's this time of game. And even Jacques Martin mentioned to it of how it gets so much tighter down the stretch, mostly when you're playing against teams going to the playoffs, because they just button everything down. And so I think it's a byproduct of where he's playing at, or I guess the team he's on at the moment, and the way the game is played right now.
Everyone's getting ready for the playoffs. You're trying. Yep. Everybody wants to get into the playoffs firing on all cylinders. So you're just seeing teams tighten up. And it always happens this time of year.
There was a milestone in the Florida game as we get into our hot and cold performer, which, of course, as always, brought to you by DoorDash, proudly delivered by DoorDash. Our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app, enter code NATION25. 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees in your first order. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. Oh, crap, actually, I screwed that up. Matthew Joseph, we're going to go to. That's not what I meant to do. He's going into Tampa, playing his old team tonight. The last time he had, and the only time I think this season he's had a pair of goals, was against Tampa in the last meeting. But he has been quiet, to say the least. If you take a look at his lately in the last 26 games, he's got one goal and minus nine. No points his last eight games. That one goal is a shorthanded goal against New Jersey. I want more from him.
Yeah.
If you look at what he did beforehand, sorry, Yorkie, in his first 43 or 46 games, he had 27, 29 points, I think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, too, if you look, Jacques kind of shuffled him up and down the lineup. So, like, earlier on in the season, they were using Joseph to spark some of the better players. So he was playing back when he was really hot. I think they had him on one of the first or second lines. So you get put into one of those situations, and it was working really well because he was getting guys going. Remember where we talked about Joseph? Well, whatever is the Sens' best line is the one Joseph's on, but he was using his speed to get in on forechecks, disrupt the other team's breakouts, and he's doing a great job. Now he's kind of playing more in a checking third line kind of role. So there's a little bit to that too.
But he's also been moved up. Like the last couple of games without Stützle, he's been moved up. He's seeing ice time, but his point production went from 0.64 in his first 45 or whatever down to 0.26.
Yeah.
Well, I just want more from him. That's all. Because of the way he played, I just want more from him.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Like I still think if you take his season as a whole, I would say you look at him, you say he's had a successful season. He was Because this is the thing about rating guys now in the season. Like, I look when things were tough and when the Sens still had hope. Like, he was one of the guys that was flying around. He was a difference maker. Now it's late in the season. It's like, it's just tough to really to evaluate guys. But, hey, listen, Stutzel's out of the lineup. The offense is drying up. Ooh, I wonder why. Like, there's your best offensive guy that's out of the lineup, and you throw up a goose egg versus Florida. But I'm not concerned about Joseph. I just he showed me a lot this year. They are when I look at Ottawa, Wally, they need more guys that can skate like that. Like, if I was to put my finger on something that I would identify that they need, I've talked about this before, more speed and more guys that can track down pucks like Joseph.
Yes. I'm not trying to
It's points.
Hammer on. I just want to see him turn it around. And I think like from what we saw, that's what I want to see again. That's all.
Yeah. But when you really look at his so it'd be a good game for him to get on the board. And the thing with me is everybody always looks at the game and it's always about points and this guy's not playing well because he's not getting points. It's on a bad team. It's easy to talk about that. But for me, he brings more than just points. And like I said, they're lacking team speed and he's one of the guys that has it and they need more.
Someone just made a comment because Alfie's mullet, I think. That Brady fought more when Austin Watson was here. And I well, but here's the thing. Jacques came in and settled Brady down from like, Brady, we need you. I don't think this was over an Austin Watson thing. I think this was a, we need you to be on the ice.
Hey, where is Austin Watson right now?
He's in Tampa.
He is.
Yeah.
You forget, right? Because you focus so much on the Senators and you're like, where is Austin Watson these days? Because it's been... Every time you think of Tampa, you just think of what Cooch is doing there this year. But yeah, you said, Wally, it's with Jacques. I played for Jacques for 5 years. He, the message he would probably be saying to Brady is pick your spots. Don't, it's so easy to break your hand on someone's helmet these days. Like, why do it when it, do it? Like, what was that game against the Rangers when he fought at center ice against Trouba? Oh, yeah. Hey, fill your boots. But we don't want you fighting fourth liners. We don't want you, like, you don't need to do that. And I think that was the message, and it was obviously heard. And hey, what's Brady at right now? He's filling the net again with goals. It's like offensively, he's had a pretty good season.
He's at 68 points, I think. And he goes into tonight's game with looking pretty good. Two, right? 2 for 70. And we'll get to it later, but against Tampa, he's been on fire. So we'll see if he can continue that tonight. But I'm going to ask you, Yorkie, does Brady fighting engage him in the game? Does it get him more involved?
I think with Brady, when he's involved in the game physically, and it doesn't have to be fighting. I think a great example was that last game when he had 16 hits. I would rather have 16 hit Brady than me not having Brady for 5 minutes because he's in the box for fighting.
Yeah.
I know playing against guys where I know a guy like Brady is coming every shift and I got to move the puck faster. So I'm not going to have as clean of a breakout as I would like with Brady on the ice versus let's say I'm playing against, let's say Alex DeBrincat's forechecking me. I know I got a little more time. Brady's coming. I know I got to move it. So as a defenseman, I want Brady in the box if I'm playing against him because that's 5 minutes. I don't got to deal with that guy.
So if we go back to that board for a sec, one thing to point out of all the people or all the guys who have gotten to 14 or more hits in a game, Brady Tkachuk, the only guy to record a point in that game.
Why the Boro cop sneaking on that list with 14 smacks as well?
I sent him a text. I go, hey, just let you know, your record is over. He's like, damn it.
Damn, what a beauty, eh?
Yeah. So,
okay.
We'll get Boro on, but the Nashville Predators, by the way, which he works for, and they currently have the league leader in hits in Jeremy Lozon. Boro will be on in the summer once the playoffs and stuff are done for.
What a shame, eh? What a shame. That guy never should have left. Just like, those are guys you want around. Just heart and soul. Do anything for the team. We'll eat a puck if it means winning a game. Like, those are the guys. People had a lot of flack because analytically wise, he wasn't great. But I can tell you, having those guys on your team make you 3 inches taller.
Yes. All right. By the way, milestone that I was supposed to be talking about. Jacob Bernard Docker played his 100th NHL game against Tampa. Now, I like this. I've liked this game lately. He will eat any puck that seems to go his way. He right now is tied for the team lead in block shots with, I think, 10 fewer games than Jacob Chychrun. Is he the biggest, like, I don't know what he is, Yorkie, so you can tell me being the D guy, but I think there's something there.
Yeah. He's a guy that's still learning the league. That's what he is. Like, it's unfair because we look at Jake Sanderson, who's younger, and they're like, you got a guy on your team. Like, that's not normal what Sanderson's doing. So you get compared and you say, well, why is Docker making that mistake? And why'd he get his stick lifted? That's what happens. It takes you a while as a defenseman to learn the game. You need a couple laps around the league to figure out just what you can do and what you can't do, how much time you have the puck, what guys do what. And that's why you see some really good stuff from Bernard Docker. And that's why sometimes you'll see him turn the puck over, get his stick lifted. And don't forget too, like, a lot of times in Ottawa, they spend a ton of time in, like, they were spending a ton of time in your own zone. So if you're more of a defensive defenseman, like a Bernard Docker, people are going to key on a lot of things because you don't have the flashy offensive upside that a guy that Sanderson has. So I think the jury's still out, Wally. I think he needs to just keep playing. And this is going to be a huge summer for him in the gym. I'd like to see him get a little faster, a little stronger, and I'd like to see him be heavier on his stick. For me, there's been too many times where you see him he'll get into a stick battle, and I call it having a heavy stick. He needs to get a heavier stick, and that'll help him a lot more. But
this whole blue line does.
Yeah, but the thing with Jacob, there's a role for a guy like him, and I think he's a smart kid. He knows that, and I think he comes back next year bigger, stronger, faster, and wiser, which is the key thing for me. He's wiser from having another year and seeing how this league works.
So is he an everyday NHL defenseman? Or do we know that yet?
I think he's taken some nice steps, Wally. What's he got? One more year left on his deal, I believe. He signed a 2-year deal. So, like I said, it's there for him to take up and grab it. I think any time you're on a team that doesn't make the playoffs and you're a young guy, you have to keep proving yourself. Everybody has to keep proving themselves. Like, that's the minute you think you have to prove yourself, you're in trouble. But, I want to see him play more. I like what he's done. There's good, there's bad, but like I said, he's still learning the league, and big summer for him.
Yes, big summer for a lot of guys. We'll see. We'll 100%. See how many exactly there are on the roster in September. But
yeah, then. This group with Steve Staios, Dave Poole, and Ryan Bonus. They're gonna want to put their touches on things and switch a few things for sure. Like, you didn't make the playoffs, so there's gonna be some change.
Speaking of change, we just saw last week they moved on from Rob Murphy and from Jim Clark, two longtime scouts. Obviously, they're chief pro scouts, so
yeah,
that'll have a huge impact, I think, as we get set to try and build this farm team. Even like, it just doesn't, and I understand most of the guys are playing in the National Hockey League that you would say they should be, or they would be in a farm system right now, but I'm not sure that's necessarily true. Like, Tim Stützle was never going to play in the AHL, or Brady Tkachuk, or
no
great Jake Sanderson, or what. So, but they don't have, there's no one in the minors right now. Tyler Cleven would obviously be one that we're going, I can't wait. We got to get this guy up here in a top six role. Like,
yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping to see turn around. That we used to, remember when you played, and just shortly after in the early 2000s, Ottawa was always regarded with Frank Jay as the head pro scout, I think, as having the deepest farm system in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, no, it was good. There was obviously, when you go back to those earlier years, some of the picks and some of the guys, like you had a Hossa, you had a Havlat. Just seems they weren't missing. Marshall Johnson had a really good eye for for talent. No, he was a really, really good scout. And then too, like it's one thing to pick the guys, but it's the culture you build as a team. And the thing Ottawa did really well, and that was during the Jock years that I was a part of it, you built a team identity of what the Ottawa Senators were about. And everybody that came in here knew that was expected. You had Alfie as the captain. You had Philly here in a leadership role. You had Nealer. You had just so much. You know, that's how you build something. And that's what this team and this new group is going to try and do. Like, you want to build a culture. And, people are impatient because this team's missed the playoffs for so long. But I really believe there's going to be some positive steps taken this summer for sure.
So let's see what happens. Yeah. I want to get on to, speaking of your playing days, in our Wendy's, did you know today? Which, of course, Wendy's and the daily Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool is up and running. And if you haven't tried them yet, there is Cinnabon pull-aparts at Wendy's that are, it's Cinnabon. So need I say more? just go to Wendy's. Grab the Cinnabon pull-aparts and a small coffee. I think it's like $5. You can also win daily prizes with the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Just go to dailyfaceoff.com and sign up if you haven't already. And then every day, Monday to Saturday, you can get in on the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool, sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. I don't know, you Yorkie. So on this day, back in 2002, Jacques Martin stepped aside for two games and allowed longtime NHL head coach at the time, Roger Nielsen, to coach the final two games of the season. So the first game ended up setting the milestone of becoming the first head coach to coach 8 different teams. And then, of course, two nights later, Nielsen would coach his 1,000th NHL game. Now, you didn't play in the games because I think you had a broken leg or something.
What's that? What year is that? That's
2002, the end of the season.
Yeah, I was gone. I was in Anaheim.
Did you get traded? I thought you just had the broken leg.
I had a broken leg my last year in Ottawa, which was 2000-2001. I actually played on that broken leg for a month, which was not very much fun. Yeah.
Wally. Did you not know?
I knew. I think I told you. I didn't tell you this story before.
It vaguely sounds familiar. I don't always listen to you, but vaguely it sounds familiar.
Yeah, listen this time. I blocked I blocked a shot, and it was just above my skate. So I believe that bone, that's called, is that your tibia bone there? No, it's your tibia. So I blocked a shot, and it really hurt. But I finished the game, but when I took off my skate, my whole ankle, which is the bottom of your tibia where your ankle meets, was completely swollen. So I took the next day off practice the next day. But I don't think I ever missed a game because we went and got it x-rayed and it didn't show up. So then the next game, I basically put my foot in an ice bucket, froze it, wrapped it and played, but it killed. And I kept complaining about it. So I said, this is broken. And like, no, it's not broken. It's just a bad bruise. So I'm like, well, I can't put my skate on unless it's frozen. So this went on for a month. I didn't practice for a month. My leg was double the size of my other leg. And I kept complaining about it. And I believe we were into like February now, and we were in first place. So I finally went to the trainer and kept complaining. He's like, okay, let's go get a bone scan. It's after a month. Comes to me after the bone scan. I'm really sorry. Yeah, it's broken.
Wow.
So I then had to miss the next 3 weeks to let it heal. And this is how careers kind of change, right? So this was kind of when Carl Rakunek was breaking into the league. Mm-hmm. So Wade and I had always played together, Reds and I. And so Carl jumped in and took my spot with Wade, And then when I ended up coming back a month later, and awful timing too, because I was going to become a free agent that summer. But I made it back for the last little bit, got into the playoffs, and then I still wasn't playing in my position with Reds. Carl was playing in that position, and then we ended up losing the first two games to Toronto. Then they put me back in the first pair, but we ended up losing the series. It was a year that Shane Corson was playing for the Leafs, and they had, I think Belfour was the goalie. Anyhow, they ended up sweeping us four straight. So I ended up breaking my leg, getting swept by the Leafs, and heading into free agency. Oh, great timing. and back then, the age was you hit free agency when you were 31, and that was when it all, but it was brutal because I wanted to stay in Ottawa. I had no intentions of leaving, but when you lose four straight, you're injured for a bit. You want to make changes to your team. It's easy to say, well, we're not going to re-sign this UFA. And at the time, I remember we traded for Curtis Lesession at the deadline. So Curtis came in and they just kind of flipped me out. I went to Anaheim as a free agent. And then Curtis was the new older guy that they inserted in because they traded for Curtis at the deadline. So it's like, he comes in, I come out. That's how the league works. Yeah. But anyhow, that's how I ended up in Anaheim, broken leg. Man, I was so mad though, Wally, like, because I was so pissed off. And I'm not going to say who the trainer was at the time. It wasn't his fault. Could have easily been missed. But it sucked having to miss a month of the end of the season like that.
Yeah. Now, do you have lasting effects from that?
Yeah, it's numb when I touch it. Like when that part of my leg, it doesn't really have any feeling. But it's fine. it wasn't broken all the way through, but it was crazy. I basically, so to play the games back then, I had a ice bucket and a bucket of really hot water. So I'd go minute cold, minute hot, minute cold. So when I came off the ice after the first period, I had to do that, took the skate off. Cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot. I did it every period after the game, iced it, limped home, complained, told nothing was wrong with it. This went on for a friggin' month. Wow. Yeah, no. I'm still mad talking about it. Well, it's why one of the, little reasons. You lose four straight, that part of the reason I left Ottawa because misdiagnosed with a broken leg.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. I just wanted to see some.
Thanks for bringing that up, by the way. Thanks for bringing that up, by the way, you bastard.
Anything I can do to help. So on March 9th, April 9th, which was 2000 and April 9th, 2000, so 24 years ago, basically, you scored your only goal against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
unassisted at 2:35 into the game.
Okay. Like to say I remember that, but it's been a while, Wally.
Do you know who's on that team? I always love talking about him.
Who's that?
By the way, Andre Roy, two fights that game. Joey Juneau.
Oh, Joey Juneau, the only guy I know that built his own airplane and so he could fly his own airplane that he built. Took engineering at RPI University. One of the smartest guys I've ever played with. This guy was brilliant.
I believe he was literally a rocket scientist.
Yes, I believe you're correct.
So back in the early days when you guys were flying commercial, started the cell phone, whatever. So you may remember this. The flight attendant came to him and said, "You need to ask everybody. You had to turn your phones off." Put them away. Yeah. And he said, "You don't." And she's like, "Yes, yes, you do." And he argued with her because she's like, "Sir, that's," and he's like, "Well, I can tell you, I build airplanes, and that doesn't matter."
Anyway. Yeah, that rule is BS. That rule exists to give flight attendants something to do before the flight takes off.
Well, they don't do it anymore. But I think early on there was something that was an issue, or they didn't have it solved.
I just remember flying commercial and then flying on the team charters. Guys have their phones out. Guys are and then he goes on the commercial flight, and it's like, oh my God.
Well, yeah, there's a hope, but there's a safety thing about that too, right? Is if you're on a commercial flight and there's an issue with a
you
gotta get off the plane, people are like, well, wait a sec, I got my phone.
You're not a Curb Your Enthusiasm guy, are you?
No.
You should be, because you have a lot of similar traits to Larry David. You could be a Larry David, but they had a huge, anybody that's watching or listening, they had a huge bit on the cell phones at the end of the season finale for Curb was outstanding. Go back and watch it. Season 12. It's so funny.
I'll try. It's just,
it's very salty humor. It's basically Larry David, when he wrote Seinfeld, he wrote it because he was George. A lot of his stories about George Costanza are basically things that he did because he was a George. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, but you're very similar to Larry David.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Anyway. Danny said Larry David is Brent Wallace's spirit animal.
Right. See?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't appreciate this.
Larry David's one of them. He's just miserable all the time. There's always something wrong. He's always complaining. Oh God. Yeah. Anyway, they got the ending right for Curb Your Enthusiasm, because Seinfeld's ending was terrible, but they fixed it for Curb Your Enthusiasm. So, not to spoil it for anybody that hasn't seen it yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna call you Larry from now on.
Oh, what's wrong with Steve? Have we moved on from Steve Martin? Is that why?
No, that's Neil Page from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You can't call you Steve Martin, because Steve Martin is considered a funny guy that tells jokes. That's not you. Like, you're either Neil Page or Larry David.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. Time for lock of the day for the third time already. Brought to you by Betway. Bet your way with Betway. Go to betway.ca. Don't forget, coming up for the NHL playoff bracket, they are proud sponsors of that. So go to NHL.com, check on that. Also, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Okay. So the Sens are going into Tampa, which isn't great, because Tampa has been really, really good. Like, really good. However, Ottawa has only lost one game in the last five meetings against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Brady Tkachuk has 12 points during a six-game point streak against the Lightning. Mr. Kucherov, while he has 46 points in 34 career games against the Sens, has been held pointless two of the last three. There's a lot of reasons to say Tampa, but Yorkie, I will let you decide.
Well, in Tampa too. Like that's a tough,
yeah.
That's
Ottawa's got one win in Tampa in the last six.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Does Tampa, statistic wise,
they are where they are.
They're locked in a wild card.
Yeah,
which you know what? If I'm Tampa, I wouldn't mind playing the Boston Bruins in the first round or the New York Rangers. I wouldn't mind that at all. If you look at the standings right now, they're pretty well locked into that first wild card position, eh?
Yeah, I don't think really like. Yeah, I mean they're no, they can't. They could catch the Leafs, but it's very slight.
So it's looking like they're gonna play Boston, right? Because Boston will be the Rangers should finish first. Boston should be the second. So then you're gonna have wow the island. How about the Islanders? What a job Patrick Waugh has done with them. Wow. Like that team, I would not want to play the New York Islanders. And if I was Boston, well, that's going to be a great series, Tampa and Boston. So nothing really to play for Tampa, although Kucherov is piling up points like crazy, trying to get ready for the playoffs. I got a tough time not taking Tampa here at home. So I'll take Tampa. They're getting all oiled up for the playoffs. So I think they're going to bring a good game tonight.
If they can get a steal from Korpisalo, then they got a chance, right? But
yeah, well, any night you can if your goalie plays well.
You likely don't have Tim Stützle.
Yeah, yeah. Jacques will have him playing tight to the vest. Just clog up the neutral zone, move the puck, play simple. You hear Jacques manage the puck, but man, Tampa's just got so much firepower.
And they didn't play poorly, I don't think, in Tuesday against Florida.
Yeah. How about the quiet season Stamkos is having heading into free agency? just one of the quietest. Almost he's getting up to near 40 goals again.
39 goals, 77 points.
Yeah, there you go. Going to be a UFA. Who wants a goal scorer?
Man, how much money? Like, what do you do with that contract though?
I think it's all dependent on what they do in the playoffs. If they throw a stinker in the first round and lose badly, maybe you start, because you're an aging roster. That roster is aging, but you got a great coach in John Cooper. You got a goalie. You've got
Victor Hedman.
He's not that old, and Stamkos takes care of himself. I would think they figure out a way to get it. Yeah, that's not that old, and he's in great shape. He lives pretty clean, so. Yeah, I would think they try to figure out a way to keep him.
Man, I just don't know. But how long does he sign for? That's the question.
Oh, it's obviously not.
You don't want to lose your captain.
No, no. Like that's especially that guy. They love him in Tampa. He's their captain. He's had a Hall of Fame career. this is where organizations get themselves into trouble by overextending guys. And
yes, and that's what I mean. That's the issue. Where has it become the emotional side against?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Tampa usually makes the right decisions with their players. There's a reason why they've been so good for so long.
Yeah.
Who are you taking?
Finally, I want to move on because you're excited about this. Most people are at this time of year.
Who'd you take?
Oh, I'm taking Tampa.
After all that.
it's pretty tough to pick against Tampa.
Your record's awful anyhow. You're under 500. It doesn't matter.
I don't want to discuss it right now. I tried to will Ottawa to victory.
Nobody's listening to you anyhow when you pick teams to win. That's clearly obvious.
All right. One more thing. Unless there's something else I'm missing. We want to talk about the Masters. So Yorkie's very excited about what's going to happen. Here are the top 8 picks, according to Betway, for who's going to win the Masters.
Oh, wow.
Did you watch yesterday, like the three-on-three?
Par three contest? No, I never watch it unless I'm sitting at the TV and happen to be there, but I don't make a point to watch it. You know, just for golf people, do you know who's interesting on that board who's always seems to play well there is Joakim Niemann. He is a nice sleeper pick on that board right there. Kid always plays well there, but you don't hear him about him that much anymore. I like him. Everybody says that Shoffley's due, but man, he just seems to choke in all the big events. So if I Rory the same, I don't trust Rory. Hideki always plays well. I don't know. I look at Koepka. That guy's just a ball striking machine. I would probably take Koepka as my guy this year.
So, but everybody seems to think that Scottie Scheffler is playing so well that it's
he is
almost a given.
I don't know, but how much money is this guy going to win this year? Like he's already destroying everybody. So, I don't know. I do know. I'm taking Koepka.
The nice
thing about Koepka too, like he's got his kid on the course with him now. Like he's got a baby now. Played well last year. He just has that attitude where he doesn't care. So that's powerful.
Maybe, yeah. The Masters is tough to beat because I feel you've got to have played that one. You've got to have a little bit of time under your belt to win there, right? Yeah. So, but however,
there's a couple guys that are first.
I'm going to go off the board, Yorkie.
You're going to take Wyndham Clark?
Sam Burns.
Sam Burns.
He's where'd
this
5,
come
000.
From? Where'd this come from?
So 2022, I think he was very good at 22. I think now that he's got 2 years under, there's going to be a surprise. There always is. I think I'm going to go with just a surprise pick and see. It's no fun to pick Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. Do you know who else always chisels around there? He's a great putter, got a dirty stash, wears the Penguin gear. Cameron Smith. He had food poisoning last week, so everyone's kind of staying away from him. But that guy, one of the best putters in the world, he knows how to play Augusta. He's always a guy you got to have on your card if you're thinking of and he's come close. He's come close a bunch of times. Just nobody sees him, so he's kind of great little stash. Do you know, I'll say this, do you know who Cameron Smith looks exactly like too if they had the same mustache? He looks just like Graham Creech. That's his doppelganger, Cameron Smith. Two people that never been seen in the same place before, Graham Creech and Cameron Smith.
All right, good to hear. Well, we'll see what happens tonight in Tampa. We're back Monday with Alex Degg. It's lots to chat about, so we'll get to him. A couple other guests lined up throughout the week. So we'll keep it going.
All righty.
Oh, and by then maybe you'll be Grandpa Yorkie.
I hope so. My daughter was due on Friday. She actually went to the hospital once. We thought it was going to happen. Then last night thought again. So, I have to drive to Montreal tonight. I'm playing in another, charity event for, Hockey Helps the Homeless. So fingers are crossed that it doesn't happen tomorrow while I'm playing in this charity event. Things always happen. But we'll see. No, it's going to be our first grandchild. So we're super excited.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Yeah. All right. Thanks everybody for stopping by. Enjoy your weekend. Get outside. Have some fun. All right.
Yeah. See everybody. Here we go.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
it, mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.